Hi, everybody. Welcome to English Digest. I'm Stephanie.
And I'm Tom.
It's our news watch. The special thing, though, about this particular unit, and I'll tell you this, Tom, too.
Okay.
It's an all-English lecture, which means Tom can't speak any Chinese. Sometimes he messes up, and he throws out a Chinese word or two. No cheating today. We have no Chinese teacher.
Oh, no.
No Chinese over there, Tom. So we're going to try to speak all in English, and maybe we'll try to slow it down a little bit. Sometimes we're a little too fast. And sometimes, Tom, remember, if we throw out phrases or words that might be a little bit more difficult, we need to explain them. Don't forget that. But we've got a couple of cool stories here. One is about, you know, trying to relieve the stress that you feel when exams roll around. No one likes to take tests. I don't even care if you're good at it. Tests are just awful. I hate them.
Me too.
Yeah.
And of course, we need to take tests in all areas of life, not just in school. After you graduate from college or whatever, there are still tests to take. You got to take a driving test if you want a driver's license,
yes.
And you probably have to take it again in the future. And you need tests for various licenses and things like that. I need to take a test. Gee, next time I go back to the USA, I need to take a test for my driver's license because it has expired. My Taiwan driver's license is okay, but the one in the U.S. is gone. I need to take another test for that. Oh, I feel so stressful about that. What am I going to do to relieve that stress? Gee, happiness is a warm puppy. I wish there was a dog around, a cheery, happy, furry dog. And that just happens to be the subject of our all-English lecture today.
One of the stories only, Tom. There's another one.
Right, exactly. We could spend all day talking about puppies, but we're also going to talk about the circular economy, something about not producing so much waste when we buy products. Of course, every time we buy a product, it comes in a package that we just throw away, and that's going to end up in a landfill or an incinerator someplace, or maybe even floating in the ocean, and it will end up in the belly of a pilot whale or something like that.
Ooh.
So we want to stop that from happening.
Yeah.
So those are the two stories we're going to be talking about today. So let's get to it, everybody. Let's read the entire contents of our lesson right now.
Relieving exam stress with furry friends. Long known as man's best friend, dogs have been helping humans for thousands of years in both practical and emotional ways. Therapy dogs are employed to cheer up people who are sick or injured. Now, these dogs are helping out young people suffering a different kind of pain, exam stress. At Chicago's Lane Tech College Prep High School, students get the chance to take a break with these fluffy friends who visit the school during the week before final exams. This is all thanks to Canine Therapy Corps, a therapy dog organization that's been serving hospitals, schools, and social service groups in the area for nearly 30 years. The volunteers aim to provide non-directive therapy, letting patients and students find their own ways to resolve emotions as they interact with the licensed therapy dogs. The dog's presence brings joy to the students and helps them feel refreshed during times of extreme pressure. When these dogs work their magic, they leave little doubt about how important their friendship is to us.
Staying in the loop with the circular economy. If you're frustrated with the amount of one-use packaging you have to throw out every day, a better option is now available. In spring 2019, online shopping company Loop launched a zero-waste shopping system in the U.S. and France, providing familiar products in reusable packaging. Here's how it works. Customers order everyday products like laundry detergent, shampoo, toothbrushes, or food online from Loop. Everything arrives inside a cloth shipping box, with every item packaged in a reusable container. After the product is used up, customers can send back the box and empty containers to be filled and sent out again. From start to finish, nothing is thrown away. Loop's idea is part of an emerging model called the circular economy. In this, companies and consumers reduce waste by means of durable and reusable packaging that returns to where it came from. Companies like these hope to eliminate the problem of wasteful packaging and reduce the carbon footprint of consumers and producers alike.
Okay, guys, we're going to look at the first story first. Let's check out the headline. That's what the title is called. If you're reading the title of some news story, it's the headline. Relieving exam stress with furry friends. Now, most of us who speak English, it's our native language, we know that furry friends usually refers to dogs. Not so much cats because they're not very friendly. Sorry, you cat lovers out there. But we're going to focus on furry friends here, the dogs, because the dogs are a lot more friendly and they actually do sense when their owners are feeling scared or stressed or even happy. Dogs seem to really help that way. My sister, who has very bad health, is sick a lot and is in the hospital a lot. And her dog is very sensitive to her. And he can tell if she's having an extra bad day and will go over to her and lick her leg and put his head in her lap. So dogs are very sensitive. I don't think cats care as much, or they're more concerned about themselves. Typically, they're a little bit more selfish. That's why furry friends, this particular cute name, is reserved mainly for dogs.
We're not really entering a discussion about which is the better pet, cats or dogs. I think most people like dogs, but of course dogs have a disadvantage. They bark, they're messy, you have to take them for walks and stuff like that. They might bother the neighbors, they might bite people and stuff like that. Well, they might. And cats generally can take care of themselves if you need to leave for the weekend.
They don't care.
Yeah, the cat will probably be okay if you leave a litter box and some cat food out, they'll be okay. But, you know, to each his own, if you prefer dogs.
To each his own kind of just means whatever you like, that's great. You know, yep. we all are different.
Maybe nowadays we're supposed to say to each their own, but that's another subject. But in any case, yes, dogs have long been known as man's best friend, and they've been helping humans for thousands of years in many ways, in both practical and emotional ways. Mm. So practical means useful. Maybe they help, what do they do? They herd sheep or something, if they're sheep dogs or something, or they help us with hunting. If you take an Irish setter out hunting or a black Labrador, they'll fetch the pheasant after you shoot the pheasant. It's the kind of bird, you know, a game bird. Mm-hmm. They'll go out there and get that bird and bring it back to you.
Yeah.
Those are practical reasons. Practical just means useful, something that helps get something done. It's very practical to get a job as an accountant. Maybe it's boring work, but still you can make a lot of money being a certified public accountant.
Well, companies will always need accountants, right?
True. There's always a job opportunity.
I don't know how rich you're going to be, but we'll always need accountants until computers take away that, too. I don't know.
Watch out for that.
Yeah. So, dogs have long been known as man's best friend, but they can also help in emotional ways. I described a couple of things at the beginning of the program where, you know, they're just someone you can come home if you've had a bad day. There's that cute dog who greets you at the door and wants to lick you and kiss you and so cute. And it makes you feel a little better. Emotional has to do, of course, with your emotions, how you feel, your feelings. Well, we've got therapy dogs, dogs that are used to help people recover physically and sometimes mentally. These dogs are used as well. Therapy dogs are employed or given jobs to cheer up people who are sick or injured. I know nowadays in America, we've got a lot of injured soldiers who have come back from serving in a war, and, you know, they're having a difficult time. Those dogs often help them quite a bit, actually, overcome some of their post-traumatic stress syndrome they suffer from, unfortunately, quite a bit. So we've got therapy dogs who are given jobs to help people who are sick. I've seen dogs who help the blind, you know, who help guide them from place to place. These would also be considered therapy dogs.
Right, and we've got the word employ here that usually means you hire somebody and you pay them money to do a job, but it could also mean they're being used in this way. You can't really pay dogs. They don't know what money is. So we could use this either way here, but they're using those dogs to cheer people up who are sick or injured. And now these dogs are helping out young people suffering a different kind of pain, exam stress, which is a kind of stress that I think a lot of young people are under here in Taiwan.
Especially here, yeah.
Especially here because those exams are so important. They're important everywhere, but especially here. And, of course, they're helping out. They're helping young people out, you could also say it that way, who are suffering from exam stress. To help out just means to assist or help, basically. So let's go to the USA here in Chicago. At Chicago's Lane Tech College Prep High School, students get the chance to take a break with these fluffy friends who visit the school during the week before final exams. I've never heard of this high school myself. I'm not from Chicago, but it sounds like the kind of high school that would have a lot of pressure on its students, its college prep, or a high school that's helping students prepare for university. So they're probably under a lot of stress to pass exams and stuff like that, the SAT or whatever.
Yeah, anytime you see the word prep before high school, for an American school at least, it's a very expensive school to go to. It's private. You have to pay extra money. And those kids end up getting into schools like Harvard, Stanford, Yale. They're pretty tough to get into. Some of the kids that graduate from these prep high schools are actually just as well trained and educated as a lot of kids who graduate from college in America. So they're tough to get into and tough to get out of. But they do help the kids get into good colleges. I want to point out we've got this word fluffy here. What's the difference between fluffy and furry? Fur refers to the animal hair that animals have on their bodies. If something's fluffy, it's pretty light in texture. We describe clouds as being fluffy. A pillow can be fluffy if it's very light and airy. But furry actually refers to hair on an animal. So fluffy friends, you could, some animals have a lot of hair. So if you rub your hand over your dog's fur, sometimes it just stands up. His hair at that point could be fluffy. It's very fluffy hair. So they're not quite the same. So these dogs are visiting this particular prep or college prep high school to visit with the kids. So this is all thanks to Canine Therapy Corps. This word corps, the S is not pronounced on this word, guys, so be careful with that one. Canine refers to a dog, just means any kind of dog. A canine is a dog. They have this therapy dog organization that's been around for a long time, 30 years. They help out in hospitals, schools, social service groups, and this time they're going to this prep high school.
That's right, and I think the people who work for this organization don't get paid, so the volunteers aim to provide non-directive therapy, letting patients and students find their own ways to resolve emotions as they interact with the licensed therapy dogs. So again, this is a volunteer organization. They're just trying to help out. They're not trying to make a profit. They probably need some money for operations and stuff like that. But for the most part, these people work for free, so they're volunteers. That's the noun, the plural noun, volunteers. And it's also the verb. I want to volunteer my services to this company. So they aim or they try to provide non-directive therapy, whatever that means here.
Oh, I can tell you.
You know what that
is. Yeah, non-directive means there's not a specific way the therapy has to take place. It's up to the dog and the person, you know, in this situation. It's the high school student, for them to figure out what will help them the most. There's not a specific way. So they just kind of let the patients and the dogs work together and find a way that, you know, helps the kids relieve stress. I did want to mention, guys, Corps isn't short for corporations. It just means a body of people who are all engaged in some sort of activity. You'll often hear the press corps or the Marine Corps, which is an army group in America, the Marine Corps.
1, 2, 3, 4. I love Marine Corps.
There you go. So they've got these volunteers who bring over the dogs, and then they let the dogs and the students just figure out how best to resolve emotions. If you resolve something, you work something out so it's no longer a problem. Maybe you're having a little disagreement with a friend and you want to resolve it. Maybe you need to sit down together and talk it out. So you settle a disagreement or settle a problem, find a solution to something that's resolving something.
Different from solve, you want to solve a math problem, for example, but if you have a conflict among people, then you say resolve. That conflict needs to be resolved as soon as possible. Mm-hmm. So, yes, they try to resolve their emotions as they interact with these therapy dogs that are licensed. They have licenses. Of course, they pass some kind of test or examination so they can participate in this program.
And they probably won't bite you.
Hopefully not.
No.
And the dog's presence brings joy to the students and helps them feel refreshed during times of extreme pressure. Yes, dogs have a way of making us happy. There's no doubt about it. Hearing them panting, and they try to lick us, and they jump up on top of us and stuff like that.
Yeah.
We just can't deny that dogs are so much fun.
They're cute.
And when these dogs work their magic, they leave little doubt about how important their friendship is to us. So work their magic. Do that voodoo that they do so well. Mm-hmm. They can just do it so well. It's their magic. It's what they know how to do. We don't really know how they do it, but they just do it, and we just love them for it.
We use that phrase, work your magic, for just about anything, guys. You could buy a cleaner, some sort of liquid cleaner at the store, and let that cleaner work its magic, do what it does. Or maybe you have a friend who's just always a really good baker, and you invite her over to help you make some bread, and you stand back while she works her magic. So you'll see that phrase quite often. We're going to take a quick break, no Chinese teacher though, and then we'll be back to talk about this company called Loop. Welcome back, guys. We're looking at our second news story. The headline reads, Staying in the Loop with the Circular Economy. Kind of clever of our writer there, Catherine. If you're in the loop on something, guys, it just means you have the info that you need. You know what's going on. You know what's going down. Maybe you're at a company. It's kind of big, and you're hearing little pieces of gossip, maybe about, you know, getting a new CEO or something, and you know, someone comes up to you at work and says, hey, do you know what's happening? You could say, I'm not in the loop. So no one's told me what's going on. I'm not in the loop. If you want to know what's happening in life and even amongst your friends, you got to stay in the loop. Well, Loop here is actually the name of a shipping company. They're an online shipping company that kind of new, and they have a cool idea. We're going to talk about the circular economy in just 1 minute, though.
We certainly are. So, yes, we're staying in the loop with that circular economy. If you're frustrated with the amount of one-use packaging you have to throw out every day, a better option is now available. Yes, indeed, you might be frustrated for various reasons. Frustrated means things just aren't working out for you and you're just getting anxious about that. Mm. You are distressed. You are annoyed. You just wish that problem would go away. Man, I'm so frustrated. I want to exercise every day, but people keep bothering me and I don't have the time. I'm so frustrated. So you might be frustrated because you don't want to throw so much stuff out. You're worried about the environment.
Yeah.
Or maybe you're just sick and tired of waiting for that garbage truck to come every night and throw stuff out. You'd like to have a break from throwing stuff out. You're frustrated with that. So a better option, a better choice is now available. You can do this. It's something that you could participate in to reduce the amount of one-use packaging that you throw out every day.
Yeah, kind of bad. So in spring 2019, this company, Loop, launched a zero-waste shopping system in the U.S. and France, providing familiar products in reusable packaging. Notice here we're going to focus on this part at the end where it says reusable packaging. Usually, you know, the packaging that comes and has your products inside is just a waste and you end up having to throw it outside in the trash. And it just adds to the landfills or, you know, sometimes they burn the trash, which hurts our air and environment. So if you launch something, you begin something. We often use this word when we talk about a new company getting its start. Or maybe a company who has a new campaign. They have an ad campaign that they are using for a new product. We would say they're launching the campaign. Or a politician. Say someone wants to run for president in Taiwan, they would launch their presidential campaign. So it just means to start something, especially in those situations I talked about. So they've got a zero waste shopping system. They're trying to reduce all of the waste that we're currently making lots of right now because it's a consumer economy where people are buying and buying and buying and not reusing or, you know, buying secondhand things either. We're wanting to buy new things.
Exactly. So, yes, they're producing these things that we can use and they are reusable packages or reusable packaging. Now, here's how it works. This is how they do it.
Cool.
Customers order everyday products like laundry detergent, shampoo, toothbrushes, or food online from Loop. Okay, so these are different products that we use every day. Notice I said every day is two words here.
Uh-huh.
But in the sentence, the word every day is one word. That's because it's an adjective. Everyday products are products that we use every day. Everyday products, everyday people, everyday activities, you could say. So these are things that we use every day, like laundry detergent, that is soap that we use to wash our clothes, shampoo washes our hair, toothbrushes, we clean our teeth with those, or we could simply order food online from this company called Loop. So that's what you do. You order these everyday products first.
So your stuff arrives inside a cloth shipping box. So instead of being made out of wood, cardboard, or even that the strong plastic bags that I sometimes get shirts sent to me in, no, this is actually inside a cloth shipping bag. And every item packaged is in a reusable container. So all of the containers that you receive from Loop are able to be reused in the future. Now, after the product is used up, you've used all your laundry soap, shampoo, toothbrushes, whatever, customers can send back the box and empty containers to be filled and sent out again, maybe to someone else next time. So from start to finish, nothing is thrown away. Nothing goes into the trash.
Okay, so this might be a little bit of a hassle here because you actually have to send this stuff back. Hopefully they make it easy for you to do that. But yes, indeed, you return those containers to Loop and then they fill them up and send them out again. And from start to finish, nothing is thrown away. There's no waste and you don't have to feel frustrated anymore. And you can feel good about yourself for not polluting the natural environment. Now, here in the next paragraph, it says, Loop's idea is part of an emerging model called the circular economy.
Mm-hmm.
So this is emerging, which means it's just coming out. It's starting to get popular. And a model here is just a way of doing things in the world. So this is an emerging model that companies are starting to do. It's called the circular economy. Circular means it just kind of goes in circles and just keeps going over and over again. I guess that means they don't waste anything. They use things again and again.
Yeah, their slogan is reduce, reuse, and recycle. recycle.
There you go.
Instead of throw away. So that's their emerging model. Emerging means just, you know, coming out barely. So it's emerging. It's the way they want people to move, at least in the future. They want us to go in this direction. I also read that circular economy is also referred to as circularity. So if you see that noun, you'll know what they're talking about. Companies and consumers, people who use up things, who consume things or use something till it's gone, we are all consumers. You can reduce your waste or trash by means of durable and reusable packaging. Durable means it's very strong. It lasts for a long time. You want to look for durable goods. If you buy a refrigerator, you don't want to buy something that's going to break in 6 months. You're looking for strong, durable goods. So if you see that word durable, that's a good thing. And the packaging's also reusable. You have to return it to Loop when you're finished. Now, companies like these, like Loop, hope to eliminate or get rid of, that's what eliminate means, the problem of wasteful packaging and reduce the carbon footprint of consumers and producers alike. Now remember, eliminate means to get rid of. Maybe you're trying to eliminate all of the grammar errors in your paper, so you read it over a good 3-4 times just to make sure there are no errors. You can also just simply substitute get rid of for this one word, eliminate.
Right. You might want to eliminate your competition if you're trying to get a job. You might tell the company, oh, you know, Joe and Rick.
That sounds like you're going to kill your competition.
Sort of. You might, of course, some teams are eliminated from tournaments, for example. If they lose a game, then they cannot continue playing. But yes, hopefully we can eliminate the problem of wasteful packaging and reduce the carbon footprint of consumers and producers alike. Of course, nowadays, when we talk about climate change and trying to help the world, we talk about the carbon footprint, how much carbon you are producing, because if carbon goes into the atmosphere, it traps greenhouse gases, and that causes all sorts of problems. So there are various solutions to reduce our carbon footprint, and this perhaps is one of them. Reusable packaging, or I would also say recycling packaging, they're all helpful.
It's true. So if you haven't heard of Loop, you might want to check them out online, see what they're doing, and maybe this particular company will be coming here to Taiwan, or even better, a Taiwanese company can be launched to do what Loop is trying to do as well. Okay, guys, that brings us to the end of our News Watch. We hope you understood most of this. If you didn't, take an extra look at the vocabulary words. Listen carefully. See if you can take a few of these words and add them to your own vocabulary. That will help you actually progress. Good luck with what you have out there. And if you're in the study mode and have to test, maybe you should get a puppy. Talk to your parents about getting a dog. For English Digest, I'm Stephanie.
And I'm Tom.
Bye.
Goodbye.